Welcome back to the Grace Project Podcast. My name is Kyle Bullock. I am your host and the author of the Grace Project novel, which is available now on Amazon.com. You can go get your copy. For those who are reading along, this is a reflection on the last two chapters of the book. Again, no spoilers for anyone who's not been reading, but if you have been reading, this might be a good time to have read those last two and reflect on that with me. The fruit of the Spirit I want to talk about today is the fruit of the Spirit that is peace. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Wow, what a title. Peacemaker is a child of God. For those who have been reading the book and have now concluded reading the book, you've read the whole thing. You have read a story about a community that has found itself at the center of a violent crime and a terrible situation that has happened, and then must reconcile. How do we heal together after this has happened? And it's probably not a very satisfying ending for everyone involved. There are some loose ends that are still there. There are some frustrating conclusions, I'm sure. That's all there because that's real life. That's how it really is. There's not always a nice, neat bow on the end of every story. And that's a challenge that we have, both as people who are working on our grace muscle and as we are now working on our peacemaking muscle. There's a parable that I heard, and I'll condense it for you now. It's not from the Bible. It's just it's a parable of a poor man that sees that there is injustice in the world, and he sees that someone has gone to great lengths to try to stop all the injustice. A wealthy man has spent his fortunes, his abilities, his talents, and even his life. He gives his life in order to stop injustice in the world. And when the rich man dies because he has been trying to stop injustice, the poor man wakes up the next day and he reads the newspaper and he sees that this rich man has died and tried to stop injustice. But right there on the front page of the paper is more injustice in the world. And the poor man's wife says, what a load of baloney. This guy spent everything in his life trying to stop injustice and he failed. What a waste. And the poor man got up from his table very quietly and started out the door. And his wife said, "Where are you going?" And he says, I'm going to go out and do what I can to stop injustice." And she said, "Why? Didn't you see that this rich man couldn't do it? What makes you think that you could do it?" And he says, "I don't know that I can stop injustice. I don't know that I can. But we have to try, don't we? We have to try." In John chapter 16, Jesus says these words, "In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart. I have conquered the world." No, we cannot stop injustice. And yes, the story of injustice and frustration and disaster will continue until Jesus comes back and reconciles all the world. We are not the ones who will fix all injustice. Christ can, and has, and will, and it's been done by His blood. Now all we must do is be the ambassador of that love and that transformative power of grace that He offers through us, to us, in us, and through His Spirit to the world. This week is a call for us to be peacemakers. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. And to be peacemakers, we must be willing to get up and do whatever we can to stop injustice, whether that's in our homes, in our churches, in our own lives, in our county, our nation, our state, wherever. We must be peacemakers, peace seekers, carrying with us the other fruits of the Spirit. Will we stop all injustice? No. Will we fix every problem that comes our way? No. Will our communities all have this wonderful kumbaya moment that gets tied up in this wonderful little bow of unity and everything's fine? No. No, that's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to offer the love of God and the grace of God, forgiveness and healing, to everyone and every group that we can and that we are equipped to. It's a difficult work. It's one that will take your entire lifetime. But I really believe it is one that is worth pursuing. May it be said that when we get to those pearly gates, whatever that might look like, whatever that end might be, that race that Paul writes about running, there's a finish line for us. Whenever we get there, may we be so blessed to see the presence of God and hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You are a peacemaker. You are a child of God." The grace muscle is one that is hard to work out. I get it. It is difficult to see pain and injustice. It is difficult to see the wrongdoings of mankind. It's even difficult to see us do the wrong things over and over. But thank God that his peace passes understanding, as the scriptures say. It passes our understanding, and his love is transformative and healing. Your homework this week, as we conclude our journey on this book together, is to think about the peacemakers that you know about in your community. Who are the people right now that you think about when you think about peace? Who is out there in your communities or your churches or your families who is trying to unify, to bring people together, to love them with patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, etc.? Who's already doing that work? And now, I want you to ask yourself, how can you help them along that goal of peace? Don't go at this alone. Partner with those who are also peacemakers, peace seekers, who are also children of God, that we may go out together in the communities, into our churches, and into our families, and fight for peace together. Wherever you are right now listening to this, think about that person. Put a name to that person who exemplifies peace. Ask God, how can I help that person in their goal of peace? And you know what? Take it one step further. Call that person, contact that person, and then ask them, how can I help you achieve your goal of peace in the community? I want to be a peacemaker. Can I be a peacemaker with you? That's hard to say no to. Who wants to go at this alone? Who wants to go out and fight for peace alone? No one that I know of. I know that I don't. I hope that this journey has helped you develop your grace muscle and equipped you just enough to continue your journey of grace and love for the community of God, the church, for the world, that you may offer grace to all, for it has been offered to all abundantly, joyously by Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you for journeying through the Grace Project with me. For those who haven't read the book and you would like to get your hands on one, you can get your copy at Amazon.com. Look up The Grace Project by Kyle Bullock. You will find a copy there, and it will get printed and shipped either to your Kindle or to your home in paperback version. You can contact me with any questions, thoughts you have. And remember, this is a great series to go through with your small group, church group, book group, because there are also small group discussion guides that are free and available on my website, kylerbullock.com/thegraceproject. You can get those downloaded and discuss this book and this subject of grace within the context of your community and work on your grace muscle together as a church. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you soon on our next adventure, whatever it might be.